Can a leader be too nice? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's episode of Leader Feeder, I just want to ask the question, are you trying to be so nice and friendly with your team that you're actually hurting your own perceptions of leadership effectiveness with them and probably not achieving anywhere near what you could be with your team? The reality is many frontline leaders struggle with how friendly they should be with their team. Should you be best buddies and head out for drinks after work every day? Certainly some leaders do that and they're able to do so without compromising performance. But many leaders find it a struggle when they have to do their boss or manager or leader activities with a person who is also close friends with them. Of course, when everything's going well, it's probably not a big issue. Where the true test is when you have to deliver negative news. So I advocate a few things to help you manage this issue of how friendly you should be. And tip number one is be friendly, but not friends. I think most leaders find over a period of time, especially as you go to higher and higher levels of leadership positions, that it's harder and harder to maintain those close friendships with the people that you're responsible for. Usually that's because situations will emerge in your organization or your company where you have to do some tough things like administer progressive discipline or maybe go through a downsizing or restructuring. That can be tough when you're actually friends with the people that you have to talk to about those difficult decisions and situations. The other tip that I have is be aware of avoidance. The true test of whether your friendship is impacting your leadership is whether you actually find yourself standing there going, I don't want to have this talk with so-and-so because we're good buddies and we have a fishing trip coming up on the weekend. When you catch yourself as a leader starting to decide to put things off instead of confront them with your team, that's probably a sign that your friendship is impacting your leadership ability. Remember, your primary job, in fact, your job that you get paid for is being a leader. And the third tip that I have is, of course, to be firm, fair, and consistent. If your team knows what to expect from you, whether they're friends with you or not, they'll see you as that kind of leader where you're always consistent. That is, every time something happens, you tend to respond in the way that they would expect. I know some leaders pride themselves on keeping people guessing how they might respond, but just think about how difficult that is as a human being when you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get from your leader, depending on the situation. So once you've figured out how to balance this issue of friendship and leadership, which is a cornerstone of much of our frontline leadership program, you might decide that it's time to work on some of your other leadership capabilities. And of course, in the time of COVID-19 and post-COVID, we've adapted some of our training and development. So you can still do the traditional live in-person sessions as they're allowed, or you can look at having us deliver virtually, where we beam into your group remotely and you facilitate the exercises and activities locally, or we can even do one-on-one virtual training that many of you will have experienced through platforms like Zoom and Livestream. We also have a great program on stress resiliency that can help your team become more durable so that as they go through future changes, they learn how to roll with the punches and actually get stronger and better over time. So no matter what we can do for you to help you on your leadership journey, be sure to check us out at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us in one of the many social media platforms that we participate in. And I hope that I can be your partner in performance on your leadership journey.